The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from him from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. We see this queen from a place called Sheba, who traveled many, many, many miles so that she could sit at the feet of the most wise man in the world, and his name was Solomon. So she sat at his feet and asked him a whole series of questions, and he was able to respond to all of them. Then she gave him huge amount of money, spices, because of the wisdom that he was able to impart to this queen. Wisdom. Wisdom is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Can you name the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? Probably not, so I'll refresh your rusty and dusty memory. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. Please repeat that. I only hear three voices out of 200. Try to memorize them, but try to put them into practice. Thomas Aquinas says the first one that is operative should be fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. But the most important is wisdom, which perfects, according to Thomas Aquinas, the virtue of charity. So I'd like to give you a definition of wisdom and three ways in which we can try to cultivate this in our lives. Wisdom is, in Spanish, it's defined like this: saborear las cosas de Dios. Okay? Let's translate that into English. To saborear, to savor, to relish the things of God. Any of you have any grandchildren? Do you ever take one of your grand children to Baskin Robbins? Did they like to go there? Did they buy an ice cream cone? What were they doing? They were savoring, saboreando, right? They were savoring every little touch of that ice cream. So the little child savors, va saboreando, savoring that ice cream, we should savor the things of God. Amen? To savor the things of God. Okay, the person that has the gift of wisdom, I'll give you signs of it. This person likes to come to daily Mass. Hey, you've got a lot of Solomons here. Likes to pray the rosary every day to the seat of wisdom. Amen? Likes to spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Amen? Likes to read the Bible to get to know the Word of God. Amen? Likes to read the lives of the saints. Those were the wise men and women of the Bible. Amen? So all of you are wise people because I think all of you like to do all those things, don't you? So all of you have this wisdom within you. But careful. Solomon was the wisest man in the world, but he ended the biggest fool in the world. Oh boy. How did he end up his life? Practicing idolatry. Giving his body to all these different women. Giving in to his kryptonite, which was lust. So all of us are here today. Will we be here tomorrow? I don't know. I honestly don't know. All I can say is that I hope that we're here tomorrow and next year. So, my advice to you is this. To turn to Mary, the seat of wisdom, and walk humbly before the face of God. Amen.